some of his comments, and we'll take our next timeout coming up here in just a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Tom Osborne.
Well, thank you very much. I'd say that's a pretty complete introduction. There was stuff in there that I didn't even know. But that's very kind, and thank you very much. One thing about it, some of those polls where you're the greatest of all time, if you have your relatives vote multiple times, you you have a pretty good chance of winning. And there was no restriction on the number of times you could vote. Rex, you wore me out today. I that is the most exhaustive sports analysis that I've ever heard. And I'm glad that David has a good memory. When you're dating as many ladies as he has, you have to have a good memory. So, but it's good to see my old friend Chris Peterson, who's done a great job down here and did a great job at Nebraska, and his wife Tracy. And so I've always appreciated that friendship. And Keith, I wouldn't have gotten up at 4 o'clock in the morning if I'd known you were going to say that you were 4-0 against us. But it is true, unfortunately. So anyway, I know you guys are pretty bright people down here. And reminds me of this young guy who was working at a grocery store. He's a checkout clerk. And this one lady came in, and she was wanted a half head of lettuce. And he said, "I'm sorry, lady, we don't ever sell a half head of lettuce. We only sell a whole head of lettuce." She was rather an attractive lady, and became very irate, and was causing a real scene. People were backing up behind him, and finally he said, "Okay," he said, I'll go to the back store, and I'll find the manager, and I'll see what we can do." So I went to the back store and found the manager, and he said, "You know, there's this really ugly woman out in front, and she wants to buy a half head of lettuce." Then he turned and he saw that she had followed him and was standing right beside him. And he said, and you know, and this lady, this lovely lady here, would like to buy the other half." So after she had left, the manager complimented me. He said, "You know, I've never seen anybody recover that quick." He said, "How in the world do you do that?" The guy said, "Well, I've had experience." He said, "You know, I'm from Massillon, Ohio. In Massillon, Ohio, we have only two things." He said, "We have great high school football teams and have really ugly women." The manager thought a minute, and he says, "You know," he said, "my wife is from Massillon, Ohio." The young guy thought a minute, and he said, and what position did she play?" So I told that story for David in case he gets in any difficulty. Well, it was mentioned the last game that I coached was against Tennessee. And you know, it seemed like the more important the game, the more time you want to have practice, you have more press conferences, and they go on forever. And so I was at this press conference, and they had Tennessee players and coaches and Nebraska players and coaches, and found myself standing next to Philip Fulmer, the head coach at Tennessee. And pretty soon Philip started talking about Peyton Manning, his quarterback, and he was saying how smart Peyton was, how bright he was, how intelligent he was, how innovative he was, and on and on. And apparently I wasn't looking overly impressed. And so he said, "I'll prove it to you." So he called Peyton over, and he said, "Peyton, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer it." Peyton said, "Okay." He said, "Peyton, who is your father's brother's nephew?" And Peyton thought a minute, and he said, well, that's me." Philip turned to me and said, "What did I tell you? The guy's brilliant." Well, I didn't want to be outdone. You know, you can lose a game right at the press conference. And so I said, "You know, our quarterback, Scott Frost, is really bright, too. I'm sure he'll get that answer very quickly." And so I called Scott over, and I said, "Scott, I'm going to ask you a question. Why don't you answer it?" He said, "Okay." He said, "Scott, who is your father's brother's nephew?" And he said, "You know, that's kind of a tough question." He said, "Give me a minute." I said, "Okay." So he kind of went off, and he saw Frankie Lennon, our number two quarterback, over in the corner. He said, "Frankie," he said, "I need some help." He said, who is your father's brother's nephew? And Frankie said, well, that's me. So he came back over and tapped me on the shoulder. He said, hey, coach, he said, I got it. I said, what is it? He said, it's Frankie London. And I said, Scott, you knothead, it isn't Frankie London, it's Peyton Manning. I said, no. He said, you get over and tell Philip Fulmer what the right answer is. And you should have seen how surprised Philip was when he got it. So anyway, what I thought I would do, you know, we got this thing set up, I guess, to where I'll talk for 15, 20 minutes, and then in case it's really boring, then we're going to have a structured interview, and then you guys can really spice it up, except I'm not taking any questions from Keith Jackson. Well, I just thought I'd reflect a little bit on college athletics because I've been around it for a while, and actually was very, very fortunate in that when I got out of professional football, at that time they didn't take very good care of you, and had a pulled hamstring, and so they injected it with Novocaine every week, and by the end of the season there was so much scar tissue in there I couldn't run anymore. So I decided I'd better go ahead and go to graduate school. Went back to Nebraska. I had no idea that I'd become a coach. But I'd always been in athletics, been all the biggest part of my life. And so I thought, well, I'll kind of ease out of it. And so I asked Bob Devaney, who had just been hired, he was from Wyoming, if he could use a grad assistant. And so Bob hired me. And so I spent 11 years with Bob as an assistant coach. And Bob took a team that had been 3-6 the year before, and he went 9-2 with those same players. And then we won 4 straight Big 8 championships and actually played for 3 national championships. One of those was against Arkansas at the end of the 1965 season. I think it was Frank Broyles' national championship team. It was a low-scoring game, but Arkansas won. And we lost a couple to Alabama, and then we finally in 70-71 were able to win a couple national championships, and one of those was against Bear Bryant in Alabama. And that was really the high point of Bob's career. So he was the AD, and he was able to appoint me as the head coach. So I was very, very fortunate. It was just a lucky thing, and as I said, I didn't plan to be a coach, but I just couldn't quite get away from it. And so there have been a lot of changes that have occurred over the years, and I thought I'd just reflect very quickly with you on some of those. First of all, there's a lot of criticism today of intercollegiate athletics, and some people would have you believe that it's an absolute quagmire and things have never been worse. But I would have to say that there are a lot of things that I think are immeasurably better. Back in the early 60s, I was appointed as the academic counselor. I was the only one. And at that time, what I had to do was just make sure people stayed eligible. You had to have a 2-point grade point average, and you had to pass 24 hours. And I was in charge of 150 football players, and I was always scared to death that somehow I was going to miss something. There were those horror stories where sometimes an athlete, just to stay eligible, would stay in school for 4 years, and he would be eligible, but he might only have 40 or 50 hours toward a degree. And we did better than that for the most part, but that's kind of the way it was in athletics. So a lot of changes have taken place. You have to have a certain minimum score on SAT or the ACT, certain grade point average, certain class rank, and that has improved. But the biggest thing has been something called APR, which means that you're progressing toward a degree.
We're going to have to take a quick time out here. We're at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Tom Osborne on the podium. Certainly appreciate his comments, and great to hear from him.